So let's review. The Gemara continues explaining the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek, in which there is a machlekes in the number of members in the Sanhedrin Gedoyla. The Tanakhama says Sanhedrin Gedoyla haisa shel shivim ve'echad. It consisted of 71 members. Rabbi Yehuda Omer shivim. It consisted of only 70 members. And the Mishnah explains minayin legedoyla shehi shel shivim ve'echad. Because the pasuk states, "Esfali shivim ish mezikne Yisrael u'Moshe al gabein." Hashem told Moshe to gather 70 elders, and Moshe presided over them, and was also included in the count for a total of 71 members. However, Behuda emir shivim, because Moshe was not included in the count. As the Gemara explains, the Rabbanan learned from the pasuk, "V'nasu itzcha b'masa'am." The word itzcha teaches v'at b'hadayu. You, Moshe, are also part of the Sanhedrin. While Behuda holds that the word itzcha teaches b'doymemach. The members of Sanhedrin must be similar to you, Moshe, and that they are miyuchasin u'menukin mimum. They are pure lineage and also have no physical blemish. While the Rabbanan hold that we derive b'daimen lach from another pasuk, mevahakum alecha v'nasa itcha. The Gemara proceeds with an agadic discussion regarding eldor u'meidor in the parish of Esveli Shivim Ish Mezikni Yisrael. The pasuk states, v'yisharu shnei anoshe b'machna, yesh aymrim b'kalfum n'shtairi. Some say Eldad the Maid's names were left over in the lottery box because when Hashem told Moshe to choose 70 members from the 12 Shvatim, Moshe did as follows. Havi Shivim Vishnaim Piskin al Shivim Ksav Zakin Vishnaim Hinyachalak. He took 72 notes, and on 70 he wrote Zakin, while the other two he left blank. Then six people from each Sheva drew a note. Kal Mishael B'yadi Zakin, Omar Kvar Kitchach HaShemayim. The 70 whose notes stated Zakin were obviously chosen by Hashem. Mishael B'yadi Chalak. Amar Mokim Lechavitzbach Ani Ma Esalach. The two whose note was blank were rejected by Hashem. And as Rashi explains, V'nishtayri Shnei Pesach and Shoyu Kesubin Bekalfi, Shehoyu Shal Old Elder Amedad, Shle Holchu Litol, Shenisyari Shle Yal B'yodin Chalak. There were two notes left over with the word Zakin that were meant for Elder Amedad, but they did not go take them because they were afraid that they would draw a blank note. Shimon says, "B'machan neshtayru." Elder Amedad remained behind in the camp because they claimed, "Ein onu ru'uyin lo isagadula." We're not worthy of this honor, and therefore Hashem said, "Hoylu mi atetem atzmachem, harini meisav gedula al gedulaschem." Since you were humble, I will add to your greatness in that shanavim kulu nesnabu upasku, vehim nesnabu v'loy pasku. The others made one prophecy and then ceased to prophesize, while Elder Amedad did not cease to prophesize. The Gemara cites several opinions regarding the prophecies of Elder Amedad. Previous Mishnah continues. U'menayin l'ketana sheishal esem v'shloisha. The Sanhedrin Ketana consists of 23 members because the pasuk states v'shavtu eida v'tzilu eida eida shefetes v'eida matzeles harikan esrim. There's one eida for the prosecution and a second eida for the defense. And since an eida consists of 10 people, we have at this point 20 members. U'menayin l'eida sheyasara, and the eida consists of 10 people because the pasuk regarding the meraglim states ad masay l'eida hara hazayis yatzu yishol v'kalif. And they were 10 people excluding Yeshua B'Kalif. U'menayin l'hevi oichleisha, and three more members are added because one pasuk states, lo'siach eram l'ro'is. This implies that we do not follow the majority to convict someone. However, shemeani she'eye mom l'taiva, it also implies that we do follow the majority to find someone innocent. If so, why does the pasuk need to repeat achiram l'hatas? It must be to teach that sometimes even l'ro, to convict a person, we do go with the majority. However, lo'ki hatiyasch l'taiva hatiyasch l'ro. There's a difference between L'Toiva and L'Ra as follows. Hatiyasch L'Toiva al-pi echad, Hatiyasch L'Ra al-pi shnayim. To declare someone innocent, even a majority of merely one is sufficient. However, to convict someone, a majority of at least two is required. Therefore, another two members are added to the 20. And since V'ein Bezdin Shakol, Meisivin alein oid echad. Since a Bezdin cannot consist of an even number, another member is added. Harikan esu mishleishu, we have a total of 23 members in the Sanhedrin Ketana. And as Rashi in the Mishnah explains, accordingly, the pasuk is understood as follows: Loisi achiram l'rois al pi echad, however achiram l'hatos al pi shnayim. The Gemara asks, save l'ra al pi shnayim l'mishkachas la. In a bezin of 23, which is an odd number, they cannot possibly convict someone with a majority of two people because e echad asim mezaken b'shneim asim mechayven akatecharu. If 11 find him innocent and 12 find him guilty, there's only a majority of one. And e asar mezakin b'shleisa asa mechayvin t'lasa hava. If 10 find him innocent and 13 find him guilty, there is a majority of 3. The Gemara offers two scenarios. Rabbi Voh says l'ra pishnayim would be possible b'sanhedrin ketana b'meisifin b'divri hakol. If one judge is undecided, hayde kama in yedea command lesadami. He's removed from the bezdin and they need to add another two members for a total and even amount of 24 members, as the Mishnah later on Daf Mem elaborates. Then, if 11 find him innocent and 13 find him guilty, there's a majority of two. Or, l'ral pishnayim would be possible, but Sanhedrin gedayla, v'alibad Rabbi Yehuda de amashivim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Sanhedrin gedayla had 70 members, an even number. If 34 find him innocent and 36 find him guilty, there's a majority of two. The Gemara proceeds with Rav Kahana, who rules Sanhedrin shiro kulon l'chayva, patron isai. If all the Sanhedrin members found him guilty, the defendant goes free, because kiven de gemiri ha'lanas din l'meved le'ischusa v'hani sulei chazulei. In every capital case, if the majority finds him guilty, the bezdin is obligated to postpone the case until the next day, in an attempt to find some merit and retract. But now that they were unanimous in finding him guilty, they would not attempt to find the merit. The Gemara proceeds with the necessary qualities of the Sanhedrin members. B'Yechanan says, "Im yeshivim b'Sanhedrin ela bali kaima, u bali chachma, u bali maru, u bali zikna." We only appoint to the Sanhedrin tall, wise, and distinguished-looking elderly men, because as Rashi explains, "Shatehei imasa nalabrius," so that people are in awe of them. Uvalik shafim, they must be knowledgeable in magic, because lahamis machashvim ulegalas al machashvim. They should be able to execute magicians who rely on their magic to save themselves, and they should be able to expose the magicians who cause others to sin through their magic. V'yaydin b'ayin lashon shleitei Sanhedrin shemas mipi ha-meturgamim. They must be fluent in all 70 languages, because the Sanhedrin must hear the testimony of the Eidin directly, not through an interpreter, which is disqualified because it's Eid mipi Eid. Rabbi Yehuda Merav says, "Im yeshivim b'Sanhedrin ela mishi yedei l'tar es hasheretz min ha-tayra." A person may not join the Sanhedrin unless he is learned to the extent that he is able to bring proof from the Torah that a sheretz is tar. Yehuda Merav also says, "Kol ir she'im b'shnayim l'daber ve'echa l'shmaya, im yeshivim b'Sanhedrin." The Sanhedrin is not established in the city unless there are at least two people who can converse in and one person who understands all 70 languages. The Mishnah continues, "V'kam yehi b'ir v'tei ru'i l'Sanhedrin, me'ya v'esrim." A city must have a minimum of 120 residents to be eligible for a Sanhedrin. Rav Nachman disagrees and says, "Masayim u'shloshim keneged sari asaros." A city must have 230 residents, so that each of the 23 Sanhedrin members shall preside over 10 people, because as Rashi explains, "Debatzim asaro lo ashkechan shrara." The Gemara gives the breakdown for the Tana Kama's opinion of Mei v'Esrim. Esrim v'shloshim keneged Sanhedrin ketana. 23 people are needed to be actual members of the Sanhedrin. Another 3 rows of 23 people each are needed to sit before the Sanhedrin, from which to add judges if the need arises, in all 92 people. Another 10 people to always be present in the Beis HaKnesses, in all 102. V'shnei seifrim, v'shnei chazanan, v'shnei baladinan, v'shnei edim, v'shnei zemmin, harimeyer v'arbeser. Another 12 people as follows: 2 scribes to record all the proceedings, 2 attendants to some of the claimants, the 2 claimants, 2 witnesses, 2 counter-witnesses, and 2 witnesses to contradict the counter-witnesses. In all, these are 114 people. And kubishal tzedaka, nigvis bishnayim, umeschalekes bishleisha. Another 5 people are needed, 2 to collect tzedaka and 3 to distribute tzedaka. In all, 119 people. And one more person is needed for the following jobs: reife bu'uman b'lavlor umalamatinaikis, a doctor or mail, a bloodletter, a scribe, and a teacher. In all, there are 120 people. The Gemara concludes with 2 other opinions regarding Mekam Yehi Be'ir v'tei Ru'i l'Sanhedrin. In one brisa, the Rebbe says, "Mesayim v'shivim v'shivim," 277 people. As Rashi explains, he holds like Reb Nechemya that "Mesayim v'shleishim keneged sari asaras," and he requires another 47, because if the 23 members of the Sanhedrin are split and one is undecided, they add up to an additional 47 people, in which in all, there is a complete Sanhedrin of 70 members like Rabbi Yehuda. In another brace, a Rebbe says, "Masayim shivim mushmaina," 278 people, and he requires another 48, because if the Sanhedrin was split, add up to an additional 48 people, in which in all, there is a complete Sanhedrin of 71 members like Drabon. Hanulach Perak Din Imamnes B'Shleisha, where Baruch Hashem completed the first Perak of Masechet Sanhedrin, and in the next year we'll begin the second Perak Kohen Gadol, Be'ezras Hashem.